So what if I told you, you could immediately qualify for the semifinals of a major tournament, and all you had to do was throw a single match? No bribes, no money exchanging hands, none of that. But because of the way the tournament is structured, you'd have to choose to lose on purpose now in order to potentially win big down the line. That's a hell of a decision to make, right? Well, that's exactly the decision a Rainbow Six Siege Pro League team recently had to make. And the results have completely divided the Siege scene. Alright guys, subscribing to the channel and sending a tip to our tips email not only helps us understand what you want to see more of, but it helps us track down those stories. And if you leave a comment on this video about how I use my hands too much, well, I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. So the team that I'm talking about is Cyclops, a Japanese team competing out of the Asia Pacific or APAC region for Siege Esports. And back on October 22nd, Cyclops' head coach, XQQ, basically admitted to throwing a match on Twitter. And to be clear, this isn't some no-name team pugging it out in FPL. No, this is a team competing at the highest level of Siege Esports.
So like the ferocity factor from Cyclops is just scaring Guts into submission.
Now, was admitting to throwing a match on Twitter a dumb thing to do? Yeah, of course. Like, think about that. Even being accused of throwing a match is enough to destroy somebody's career, and this guy admitted to it on social media. On top of that, Cyclops blatantly violated the rules of Siege Esports by throwing that match. But before you go and completely write this guy and Cyclops off, they threw the match for what they felt like was a really good reason. See, Cyclops were competing in Pro League in the hopes of landing a high seed placement for the upcoming APAC Major that's taking place in November. Now, this is where this story gets kind of complicated, so just stick with me. In the APAC region of Siege, teams earn points based on where they land in the final rankings of each stage or phase of Pro League. And with the end of Stage 2 of Pro League in sight, Cyclops had a dilemma on their hands. If they beat QCon, an immediate shot at the semifinals of that upcoming major would still come down to who won between Cloud9 versus Giants. To make it even more confusing, if Cloud9 beat Giants, that would knock Cyclops down to 5th place and out of the major entirely. Basically, if Cyclops win, if they do what they're supposed to do, it still leaves their future in a potential major appearance in the hands of someone else. But because of the convoluted and overly complicated structure of the point system for APAC Pro League, if Cyclops lost against QCon, it would guarantee them a spot in the semifinals for the upcoming major. So, Cyclops decided not to leave things up to chance, and they threw the match. Pretty f***ing confusing, right? Now, I encourage everyone to go read Falling Sword's Reddit post on this. They break down the situation in a minute, detail-by-detail way. I've read it half a dozen times, and honestly, I'm still confused. Now, when this story broke, it immediately divided the Siege scene. On one hand, there were people who were saying, throwing a match is throwing a match. It doesn't matter what your reasons were, it's unacceptable. And again, technically speaking, Cyclops violated the rulebook. Technically speaking, they deserve to be punished. On the other hand, you had people blaming a system that allowed this to happen and not the people who were forced to make a shitty decision. Basically,
don't hate the player, hate the game, son.
I don't know if there's any of us that are going to disagree on this. I'm going to just come out and say it. I don't blame Cyclops at all. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I don't blame them either.
I don't blame them one bit. The format is dumb. The format is what needs to change. You play to succeed. Cyclops guaranteed themselves a better result by losing. Fair play. You don't like it? Change the fucking format. That's it.
And that clip we just showed you from Intero, to me, raises interesting questions about responsibility and how we define success. As a pro player, what is your responsibility? Is it to win the match right in front of you? Because if that's the case, what Cyclops did was wrong. But if your responsibility is to lift a trophy, to be as successful as you can be as a team, well, then, did Cyclops do anything wrong? And so all of a sudden, you have this murky moral dilemma right in the middle of what's honestly a pretty cut and dry match throwing scandal. Now, this moral gray area hasn't been confirmed as to why Ubisoft hasn't said anything yet, but yeah, as of right now, neither Ubisoft nor Faceit has handed punishment down to Cyclops. My guess is that because of all of this messiness, Ubisoft and co. are taking longer to deliberate on what the hell they should do here. One thing I could see Ubisoft doing is screwing with the point system entirely, trying to rejig it so that something like this doesn't happen again. But tweaking a flawed system might just produce more problems. As for XQQ, who you'll remember as Cyclops' head coach, he replied to somebody on Twitter basically saying, yeah, he was done with Siege, although he has yet to make a statement officially on the matter. Honestly, I still don't know what to think about this. The rational side of my brain thinks that clearly some sort of punishment needs to be handed down here, if only to try to preserve the competitive integrity of Siege Esports. But my gut says f*** that. If losing within the system that you're forced to play in is objectively better for your team in the long run, I'd lose every single time. Because the fact is, Faceit and Ubisoft allowed this to happen. They created a system that forced players to lose. To blame them when they do that is absurd to me. Now, should you tweet about it after the fact and potentially ruin your entire career? No, probably not.